Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
Having returned to Loch Boisdale and cleared the ferry of all traces of sheep, the captain has now had news from Sandy of a new emergency crossing. What he doesn't know is that Scotty has sent off his photos and incriminating story about the Reverend Smallpiece to the Celestial Crumpet, and that it has been published that very day.
Captain, we've had the request to do an emergency sailing tomorrow between Ullapool and Stornoway.
Isn't tomorrow Sunday? Haven't they got some thing about not letting ferries dock on Sundays in Lewis?
Well, yes, they do. However, because this is an emergency, the council have said we can do it as long as we hold a service on board the ferry as we do the crossing.
What sort of emergency is this?
Seemingly, the pub has run out of spirits, and they can't have their lock-in without them.
Well, I see. Oh, well, best tell Reverend Smallpiece to get cracking with the service for tomorrow. Or when you see him, please give him this envelope. I think his monthly magazine's arrived.
Will do. Oh, and Captain, I think you should know that the radio is playing up again. I keep getting foreign stations coming through. Maybe we should look at having it replaced.
I'll talk to the purser about it, but don't hold your breath.
So Sandy goes off to find the Reverend Smallpiece to give him his news and the envelope. He finds him with Maggie and Scotty in the lounge bar.
So you see, that's why I think there is a God after all. If it hadn't been for his divine intervention, I would have had one leg shorter than the other.
Ah, Reverend Smallpiece, the captain has told me to let you know we need a service aboard the ferry tomorrow, and also to give you this.
Ah, thank you, Sandy. So kind of you. This will be my monthly magazine, The Celestial Trumpet. I love snuggling up in bed with my trumpet. Hold on. What's this? There's a letter.
What does it say?
It says, thought you might like to have a copy of this for your collection. The editor, Celestial Trumpet. Surely this is some mistake. They mean the Celestial Trumpet, not Crumpet.
Oh, dear.
It is called the Celestial Crumpet. Oh, my goodness. What is this inappropriate piece of filthy literature? Look at these headlines. Vicar unfrocked at Anne's Summer's Party. Bishop bashed by Bellend. And this, Smallpiece by name, Smallpiece by nature. Oh, heavens above, what now? As if my dalliance with the papers and skinflats wasn't enough. Oh, I can't read this.
Give it here, I'll read it. Now, let's see, page 17. Ah, here we are. Smallpiece should wear a codpiece. The Reverend Smallpiece, who was living it up on the open seas, has admitted his love for the larger woman and says he can't get enough of them. His flock consists of many children that he has fathered through the years, and now he loves nothing better than getting a bunk up on board ship. See pictures. Well, I never.
Let's see. Oh my, those pictures turned out great. Oh, here. Or look at the other end. Aye, you can tell he's a vicar. Look at yon parson's nose.
Give that back to me, Scotty. This is a disgrace. And how did you know about the other photograph?
Oh, I didn't. I just thought there would be one, that's all.
Oh, this is the end.
No, doin's the end in the picture.
Scotty!
Oh, Maggie, Scotty, Sandy, my friends. This is the end of my career. I can never go back in the pulpit with my head held high. I am doomed to spend the rest of my life aboard this floating vessel, but there is no way I can stand up in front of a congregation and preach to them. It would be too much. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I don't think the captain will be too pleased. He needs a sermon preached tomorrow. Otherwise, we can't do the sailing, and the pub will probably burn to the ground.
Don't you worry about a thing. My old grandfather was a lay preacher back in Barra. I used to sit on his knee and listen to his sermons. Tell the captain that the Reverend is indisposed, but he will have a sermon tomorrow.
You, preaching? You're an old windbag. What are you going to get a sermon for at this time of day?
Wait you and see.
So, Sandy goes back to the captain with the good news and bad news about the sermon. The captain is slightly worried that things might get out of hand, but he has no other option than to let Maggie get on with it. So they sail off to Ullapool to pick up their cargo and a few passengers who would dare to make the journey on the Sabbath.
Dick, I've never seen so many people get on this ferry since the days when we were escorting the Gaelic choir.
I know, Captain. Do you think they are aware it's Sunday?
They may be aware it's Sunday, but they certainly aren't aware of what they have to do when they get on board. That's going to be a bit of a nightmare, getting them all into the lounge bar to be preached at by Maggie.
Oh, I heard her go through her sermon this morning, and it sounded really good. Although, I have to admit, I had no idea what she was talking about.
Ah, you see, that's the secret of a perfect sermon, seemingly. You talk about nothing, but make it sound as if you've been talking about something. The congregation are too proud to admit they didn't understand, and you've got away with it. Again. Ah, oh, those days spent behind the altar.
Captain, you've got to do something about those red-headed bism. She's stolen his sheets from a bed and using them as an altar goon or something. She's also asked for some buckfast for the altar wine and to see if you can get your horns and some cream crackers for the communion wafers.
Good grief, she's only doing a sermon, not taking communion. What's she up to?
I don't know, but you better get down there and see for yourself.
Scotty, Dick and the captain make their way down to the lounge bar, but they are too late. Maggie has already started on her sermon and she is in full flight.
By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing, making Barra the most beautiful island in the world. So on the seventh day he flaked out, just like a man. And God blessed the seventh day and he made it holy, because on it he rested from the work of creating what he had done. This all made it possible to sit and watch the sports on the television without being disturbed.
Rubbish!
Excuse me, are you interrupting my verbalisations?
You're talking rubbish, woman.
I'll have you know that this is the gospel according to St. Compton of Mackenzie, and you had better watch your language, otherwise I will get my big Scotty to come down there and knock your lights out.
Ah, very pious.
Now he's swearing at me. How on earth can we get to that place where we want to be if I keep getting heckled?
What place?
The place to where I am taking you on this journey, to where we should be in the first place, but Darren.
I don't understand that.
Oh, you heathen.
Right then. Well, I think we can all say we've thoroughly enjoyed Maggie's sermon, and we would like to thank her for standing in for the indisposed Reverend. Now, if you would all like to make your way to the cafeteria, there are cups of hot tea and angel cakes for everyone.
But I hadn't got to the good part of my sermon. That man made a mockery of the whole thing. My grandmother would be spinning in her grave had she not been cremated. I've been verbally abused and I certainly won't be doing that again.
Now, Maggie, come on. Don't throw your toys out of the pram. Take it like a man. Stiff upper lip and all that. Actually, I meant to talk to you about your upper lip. Isn't it about time you shaved it? It's getting a bit cozy.
Another adventure has passed with many a hitch. What will the Reverend Smallpiece do about his revelations in the Celestial Crumpet? Will he ever find out it was Scotty who placed them there? Will Maggie be called up for the bishophood? Will ferries ever sail into Lewis on a Sunday? Stay tuned next week, same time, same channel, for more adventures from the Glen Midden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glen Midden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.